Alexander says in normal times, a disruption in the illegal drug market would likely help funnel more people into treatment. But for many facing substance abuse disorders, access to treatment has also been disrupted by the pandemic.
Because of social distancing, you can't have as many people. In an inpatient facility where you may have had two or three people to a room, now you only have one. Or in some of the group situations, you're also having much smaller groups.
Chuck Ingolia is the president of the National Council for Behavioral Health, which represents more than 3,000 treatment organizations around the country. Ingolia says fewer patients has meant less revenue this year, and more than 40% of the organizations he represents could be out of money in 6 months.
At a time when more people will be experiencing depression, anxiety, and/or substance use disorders, it's the last thing we need to do is to lose facilities.